This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hey everyone, this is Dr. Vic. Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. As this week, we're going solo here. You get to hear me chat a little bit here about something that either I had in conversation with clients, talking to someone or something, or just maybe in a meditation, I had a thought. And I said, man, this is the next topic I want to share with my community to help you level up in your life and to really take this thing to this thing called life to a whole next level. In things that I've been dealing with and facing, it's been things that I've hit walls and I've hit things like that. And I always tell people it allows for clarity when you go through things like that. And I've been getting now finally to the clarity side, which I'm very happy about. And in the clarity side of things, it's one of the things that has helped me see deeper in many attributes to my life. A little over a couple weeks ago, my wife and I had to make the unfortunate decision as a pet owner. It's one of the worst days. It is the worst day of a pet owner, in my opinion. I've done this now twice, and it's not easier. Does not get easier. We had to euthanize our dog, unfortunately. He had some health complications that were going to lead down a route that could have had some miserable days. Well, it was going to be miserable days. And we as pet owners made a decision where it's like, you know, it's a tough decision to make because you're like, well, do you want to hold on and let him stay around with us for much, make him the best time he has left? But at the same time, he could be suffering because dogs and animals don't show pain. And when they do show symptoms, it's already a far gone process. Humans are the same way in some ways, but it's one of the things we saw it that way. Or did he have his best years and he lived his best life in his time? His time is just, we rather remember him there. And we chose that. And it's been weighing on me because I didn't realize, I mean, I've been grieving, you know, and it comes in roller coaster emotions. My daughter makes having her around, her joy and the bliss that she brings in our lives is absolutely amazing. But there is also that component of like, it's also harder to grieve. Like it's harder to do it. And so it's bottled up. And then when you have it, it's like, holy cow. But it brought a lot of things into my life and opened things up that I didn't see and have me look at things in a whole different way. And I always tell people, and I've said this before, you can hear this early on in the podcast when my grandmother passed away. I did a 7-day tribute to her, and I have it on my YouTube channel. And I talked about death always brings lessons. When people leave this world, when they transition back to where we're naturally from, this is our natural essence. So it doesn't matter what religion you are or whatever you want to believe, that's fine. But there's an essence of what we go back to, which is the non-physical, which is our natural state. That's where our essence in existence really is. And that's our reality, our true reality. And I always say when we transition there, the people that go there, they leave us so many gifts. And I talked about this in my first book, Rediscover Your Greatness, when we went through the journey with my dog, Marcello. And this one was Hank. And it was one of those things where he's left so much. And I'm barely picking up the pieces a couple weeks in. And it's been one of those things. But as hard as it is, it's, you know, you appreciate the good moments. And I talk about this often. I was talking this with a client about every moment you have in life, enjoy the moment, be there, be now, because you never know when that will be the last. You just don't know. And it's one of the things for me that I've seen is that, I've been sharing this and I've been doing this actually with my daughter, and it's been absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Can I complain about a lot of things? Of course I can, but I choose not to. I choose to focus on the positive. I choose to focus on what really matters. And yeah, 3 a.m, you're tired. This is the third time she might be getting up. She's had teething. She's not feeling good. She's uncomfortable. We know how it is to be uncomfortable. Think, put yourself in their shoes. And when I have to bounce her to help her go back to sleep, I think about the last moment I may have. She may never need to be bounced again. How much do I really enjoy holding her so close to me while she sleeps and goes to sleep? And there's just things in life. And my dog, Hank, really just, and I'm trying not to tear up here, so I'm holding up as much as I can, but he brought that in so many ways. And he really taught us so much. And so the point I'm trying to share all this with you is that I'm not looking for, oh, I'm sorry for your loss, because it wasn't a loss. I'm not looking for sympathy or anything like that. We've gained so much. We had him for 10 years and we were the perfect parents for him because there were so many health issues he had. He had injuries. He had all these things overcome, and we had the means, we had the finances, and we had the knowledge and the information to help him. And I think if he was with someone else, he probably would have been put back in the shelter and been euthanized at a very young age. That's just the system and the way it works, especially for pit bulls. And so it's the joy that he brought in our life and how he prepared us. And it's just bittersweet because I've talked about this before on the podcast, and I've shared this multiple times about life always works out for the greater good. It always does. That's an absolute that I know for sure. The second absolute I know for sure is that you'll never be faced with anything in your life that you cannot handle. The third thing I know for sure is that everything is in a beautiful symphony. And the thing is, we just need to get out of our way. Get out of the way and appreciate the moments and learn how to tap within to come from here and let that guide you, because it'll always guide you in the way that you need to go and where you need to be. If I take a look at where my wife and I with our daughter are in our life, if I go to take a look at all the things that my dog has given me, if I look at all the perspectives, and I've been doing this work, this was the most perfect time that he could have chose to transition. Because dogs choose. They do. I talk about it in my first book of what I went through with my dog and the decision we had to make. And I happened to connect with an animal communicator. She was a psychic medium that I worked with. And she did talk to animals. She helped us out before with our dog, Hank. And it was fascinating where she gave us this information. Whether you believe this or not, does not matter. The thing that I can just share with you is this, is that that day when my dog was in the emergency vet room because he couldn't breathe, and they were trying to figure out what is creating this breathing issue he had. Yes, he was paralyzed his one leg was paralyzed. He had both legs paralyzed. We were able to do acupuncture, chiropractic, and some other PT work to get him back up. But the one leg was just dead. The left one came back. And then all of a sudden he relapsed and both went paralyzed again. And that was what then all of a sudden got them on the certain medications, which we believe the medications is what, based on what they can do, especially for these type of dogs, it led to his breathing stuff. But long story short, I was not there at the emergency vet. My wife went. She went to go take care of it. She was there from like 3 o'clock on, and I was working at the office. When I got to the emergency vet, my wife came out, and I said, "Hey, I got someone here. We're going to connect with here in a second. She got 15 minutes. I'm going to connect with her. I want to hear what she has to say. Is Marcello ready to go? Is he choosing to leave?" And she spewed out all this stuff that he has. She's like, "He has the IV in him already," he's telling me. And I go, "I don't know, Mahan, does he?" She goes, "Yeah, he does." I'm like, "And they're putting medications in him." And I'm like, "I know, Mahan, does he put him in?" She's like, "Yeah, it's happening." I was like, "Okay." So she started hitting all these points. And then she told us that there would come a point where he's going to want to fall into your arms and pass in your arms. And I'm just crying. I can't handle that. And so long story short, she goes, "Hey, he's very stressed and he needs you guys right now." Within 3 seconds, maybe 5 seconds, the vet comes out, vet tech comes out, and she goes, "He's really stressed. He really needs you guys." And I said, "Thank you so much. I'll get back in contact with you. And thank you for helping us out during this time." And so, but basically he wanted to leave. So dogs choose it just like we do and so forth. And now I'm sharing this. If you're listening to this so far, this isn't the topic I wanted to get into today. But this is something it will lead to some other things, because I'm trying to, one of the things I have a vision and the purpose of being a coach and being a chiropractor is to make impact in people's lives. That is why do I do a podcast still? I don't make money off this, guys. I don't if I do, it's very little. I do this, it's a passion of love to share information, wealth, and knowledge, to build a community, to help enlighten individuals, to help them just become more aware of the, not even enlighten individuals, to just help you become more aware of the power of who you really are, to rediscover that greatness. If I can just do that, I serve my purpose here. And one of the things that I've been hammering in the coaching world, and I continue to do this, is that, you know, in business or in life, we think about this now in life too. It's not just in business anymore. It was in business, but now it's in every facet of our life of doing, 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 doing. And we think doing is going to be better and doing is going to get us to where we want to get to. Actions equals success, or actions equals fulfillment, or more or less, we are going and chasing happiness. And I can tell you, and I've said it many times on this podcast, your actions will not be equivalent to
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Success, most of the time, okay? Most of the time. There may be decisions you make that lead to more success. Like, for example, Vanderbilt. I think his name was Vanderbilt. The guy who owned the railroad company. He was part of the railroad industry. And he was in the East Coast in New York. And there was one railroad that came across some bridge, a mountain area, and he owned it. And this is where you talk about action, right? Taking, doing, right? So he shut that down until he got what he wanted. I mean, that may be there, but for most of us in life, you can be doing all day long and you won't equivalent to the success of what you desire, because there's other elements that play a role in this. And it's those other elements that actually dictate what happens for you in your life. And also there's divine timing. And Hank, my dog Hank, taught me that. He taught me one of the things he would always just be like, there's certain lessons that we come here to learn, and we come with these certain setbacks in our life that are actually like the seeds to kind of push us in that direction to go and learn certain things. And it was always fascinating because it would always come back up in his work and certain things, because dogs pick up on our energy and who we are. And it taught me to try to stay more centered and calm during life's the navigating of life. And especially when things are stressful or things are chaotic, it's that balance that is a very critically important. And so for me, it was one of those things where he would show me that, because Hank was a very fearful dog, very fearful. We don't know why he was so fearful. He grew up in a very good home. We used positive reinforcement, no negative circumstances, no punishments, no nothing. No yelling. We kept it in its calm voice and as much as we could. but it's one of those things where he taught us that. But the point I'm trying to get to is that when it comes to life, you know, your actions don't always equivalent to your success. It's going to be coming more to what is it that you need to learn in that journey to be the person that you need to become. What are the lessons in that process? Those setbacks are going to be the things, you know, let's say you want to become a millionaire. There's going to be a lot of hardships that you're going to face, a lot of falling downs, a lot of tripping, a lot of patterns that are going to happen and need to happen before you become that person to get to that point. And I would say you can force your way to it, just like in chiropractic. You can force your way to these kind of things, but then the body it's going to create maladaption. It's going to create compensations for that. It's going to be even more negative. It's going to be negative in that way. Just like you can force your way to success. I did it. I played the number game. I was told by a coach, you know, meet people where they are, all these sorts of things. And I did it. And I was successful, especially extremely successful on paper, especially to my standards. But at the same token, I wasn't happy. I was unfulfilled. I felt like leaving the profession that I love so much. And I really had to do some soul seeking and understand, why do I feel that way? And what are the things that I can do in my life to make a change and really serve the people to the highest I know and I can and make a difference in the world, not just now, but in the future. And that's where I made huge changes and shifts, and I found fulfillment, which was really the fulfillment within me, what I always wanted to do, what I was excited about and what excites me in so many ways. So the key point of today is that you really want to take a moment to what are the things that you matter most to you? What are the things that you value? What are the things that get you excited every day? Because that's going to fulfill you more. That's going to bring more joy to your life. Go out and do something that you enjoy and don't hold expectations to it. I'll talk about this in the next podcast that I'll do solo. I want to talk about scarcity mindsets, how we get the scarcity loop in our mind, and how we're ruining experiences of the human experience. We're ruining them in so many ways. There's a reason why the unknown is so scary, because we don't know what comes. But the greatest joy and the bliss of life is in the unknown. If you want to really have a glorious life, go step in the unknown. That's why I think entrepreneurship, or starting your own business and just doing your own business and staying focused on it, not about being successful and making all this money. It's just doing the business and having a business, teaches you a lot about yourself, because your personal issues or your business issues are personal issues. There's no difference there. There's no separation. So get crystal clear. I'm going to give you an exercise that you can do that I want to wind us up with, and that is this. Visualization is a very powerful tool. I've shared it many times on this podcast. I've shared it in my books. I've shared it on many different mediums. I've talked about it on other podcasts I've been on as a guest. And it's one of those things that, how do you see yourself? We just did this a couple podcasts ago, talking about the power of visualization and how to tap into the feelings. Your mind's a time traveler and all that. Go listen to that podcast. Because the thing is, you want to have a feeling within that's crystal clear, so crystal clear, of knowing what really matters to you. The more crystal clarity you get with that, the more you will see success in your definition in your life, not the definition of others. You got to be very crystal clear, knowing, again, crystal clear on that part too. It's defining what success means to you. In my life today, material things don't mean anything to me. Yes, you need money. Yes, I understand that. If it didn't, I'd do everything for free, completely for free. What I mean by all that is that even the money side, I'm not even driven by. It's the impact side. It's helping people. Is it whether it be a coach, being a client, where we're helping them find these subconscious programs, breaking them and helping them find that true fulfillment, this true joy that they would desire in their life. Or maybe a patient that I work with or a kiddo that I'm working with, especially newborn, or a family that's looking to have a baby and they want to make sure they're doing everything they can for their health prior to. That is what brings absolute joy. And that's what I'm chasing. That's what I'm addicted to. Because I know that if I can serve people in the level that I know what I'm capable of and helping them in that process and being a guide, and whether it's coaching or whether it's a chiropractor or a nutrition coach or my functional medicine stuff I do, whatever that is, the key thing is at the end of the day, I know that I'm serving a purpose that's greater than me. I'm finding more fulfillment in my life of what matters and what's critically important. So that's where I look at that kind of component and that aspect of my life to see where my focus is. And I want you to find that for you. Find a meaning that is purposeful to you. What wakes you up? What gets you excited? What gets you so curious like a 3-4-year-old? Because let's face it, you only had to live this one life. Yes, there's multiple lifetimes, but you only live this one life as you, as who you are. I only have this one life as Victor Mansell Jr. I'll have infinite lives. But there's this one life that'll be this one. And when you're back home and you reflect on all this, your experience and all that has happened in this life, how do you want to view that? How do you want to see yourself as? Do you want to see it as you played it safe? Or do you want to say that you took some risks? Because rewards and risks, you know, the bigger the reward, the greater the risk. But what's the value that you want to express to this world? Because the more that we can tap in within and bring that out, the more we can light up this world. And I talked all about this in my third book, Decoding the Matrix. So I want to thank you guys for listeners who've been listening, who's been a subscriber to this podcast, and who has helped us be as far along as we have so far. We're almost at 5 years, 6 years actually, of doing this. And I just want to say thank you for all your support. If you want to continue to help us, share reviews on iTunes and whatever platform you listen to, because that's actually how this podcast will be exposed. And if you like the message, it helps get this message out to many more others and so forth. If you like the video podcast, you can check that out on YouTube. As we subscribe, we have that on there as we share all our podcast interviews on YouTube video format. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to leave a little video here of my little guy, Hank, just a little kudos to him. And I know he's up there. He's up playing around and jumping and being that crazy, lovable dog that he was. And I'm just thankful for the 10 years plus, a little over 10 years. It was 10 years and 18 days that I had with him and the joy he brought into our lives. He was really someone special. And people always knew that about him when they met him, family members and friends. They would always just be like, he's just an interesting dog. He's so, like, he just captivates you. And I'm just like, yeah, he did. He captivated our hearts. And I'm just so grateful that we had those 10 years and all that came with it. And I know he's been with us more than I can ever imagine. He's still, like, in my head, I could see him sitting right here because he's always in my office. You'll see some old videos, podcast episodes where you'll see him circling on my right side over here. And you'll see me reach out my arm sometimes. But here's a little kudos to you, Hank. Thanks for everything, buddy. And thank you all for tuning in today. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.
Hold up.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.